Colossians chapter 1. And, okay, it might hurt a little bit. I'm warning you. Colossians chapter 1, because you see, it's a subject people don't want to talk about. Suffering is not something that is being advertised in the church, because it's not a subject that, you know, people want to hear about. And so you can definitely see, you know, verse 21. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind. Well, you see, enemies in our mind, because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight. It's not in your sight. And that is something that most Christians think they are God. All right? And when we are putting ourselves in a godly position, looking at ourselves from a godly standpoint, is a whole different thing. It's not you looking at yourself with all the justification that you may have or all the righteousness you think you own. It's his. Okay? Now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death, of course, on the cross, to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Ha ha ha! That puts the enemy out of work, doesn't it? Free from accusation. Why are you accusing yourself? Why do you beat yourself up? Because you don't understand this. You haven't got the revelation yet. And that, I believe, is part of what is proceeding for me to understand. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, which the gospel is the good news that you aren't guilty of anything anymore because you've accepted what he did for you. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Take a deep breath. Are you ready now? Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions. I said, Lord, this is not fair. This is not what you want. Yes, it is what I want. I'm allowing you to intercede for those and completing by your obedience what I've allowed you to go through. Oh, God, we're going there, aren't we? I back it up. I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh. So there are times that you're suffering in your flesh, but it's not just for you. It can actually be something that God will use to bring others in the body or to release them into a new place that they may not have ever touched before. And what is lacking in regards to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, meaning the body of Christ, which is the church. Now, you can try to take that and pull it out to context, but it's a little heavy. In other words, what happened to Stephen, to give you an example? Many people realize when he was stoned, he was just a kid. Okay? But Paul, who was then Saul, came into the body of Christ a few months, years, whatever the numbers are, down the road. Was it what Stephen suffered that caused Paul to come to life?
Yes.
So you see, there is principle here. There is a reality. I don't know why I was allowed to go through what he allowed me to go through. But I know that this is something that it came loud and clear. Look at this. And I shared it with Gail. And I said, she's not doing this just for her. She's not going through this just for her. What you went through is the same thing. You're not going through this just for you. But if you at least see the purpose, that it is going to have value, God will apply it to whom he chooses. Got it? And he's the one that knows about who else is suffering in the body of Christ. Darlene is hurting. There's no question about that. And I mean, I don't know about the other Darlene because I haven't spoken to her.
I talked to her just yesterday.
Huh?
I talked to her yesterday.
She gave me a message this morning. She said she her body feels like she was hit by a Mack truck.
Okay.
Darlene heard or?
Darlene heard.
Well, again, the war games are real.
Yeah.
All right? Part of the things that the Lord has continued to show me is we're not done this war. Mm-hmm. The war is real. Because the enemy's not happy with what's going on. And he's got his crap pushing on us. And he's been allowed to get to a percentage of what we need to go through. That doesn't make this word negative. It becomes a positive word. It becomes a knowing that you're resisting. You're going forward. You're aiming to go forward. You're choosing to go forward. And you're saying, Lord, whatever I've suffered and whoever needs whatever you need to complete in the body of Christ. I don't know how you're going to do this, but I don't need to know. It's not a knowledge that I have to have in my head, which I'm a proud person. I love to, you know, sacrifice for Anne so she'll come to life. That's BS. You know, because again, that's where you used to live. Well, if I suffered, let me know why. If I had a hard time, I'd like to know why. Okay? But it's none of your business.
Right.
Who do you belong to? Who do you answer to? Are you a servant?
Yes.
Oh, if I'm a servant and I'm a son, then I obey and I don't ask any questions because he's going to download when he's ready. Now, am I willing to wait for the download?
That's a question.
Huh?
Don't pray for patience.
But you understand, okay? I'm not saying I'm there yet, but I am further ahead than I used to be. So I'm giving you that. I know that there's progress in the process. And Darlene, if you hear this, let you be blessed.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
But the process is for me to come out of the control areas. That's what I believe he's aiming for. Are you willing to serve without question? Are you willing to serve without all the little pieces of the puzzle in front of you? Am I making sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I have become, verse 25, its servant by the commissioning God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. You happy?
Yes, but that's for later.
The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and a generation, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles who glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do I really comprehend Christ in me yet?
Yes, but no.
It's debatable on what day of the week it is. Because some days the emotions will, yes, you know, rest with it. But other days the emotions would like answers.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't think that's a failure on my part. I'm just willing to say it the way it is. One day, it's like, okay. The next day, whoa. God, why?
But we don't grow without the woes.
Thank you. And I know that there is an awareness that Holy Spirit is, you know, downloading. And, paki peretirio sharato sate. I shared about my experience when I was in the ER in Palmer. And I shared with Peggy, what day was it? Friday? Friday morning, I think I shared with you, that I knew that was witchcraft going on, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And Irene is sitting next to me in the ER. We went both together, so we were spent the day there together. And now, of course, the nurse comes in with her catheter, and we're going to have to do what needs to be done because there's no way, nothing is coming out, and I'm blowing up. So obviously, it took three tries with three different instruments, and it was hell. I'm only going to say I screamed at the top of my lungs because, again, the equipment was not the right equipment. Okay? And I can't say it any other way. But on the third try with a third product, I felt, oh my God, it's gone through. And now, you know, there was an awareness. And guess what the nurse said? Thank you, Jesus! In the middle of the ER, she screamed it at the top of her lungs. Irene echoes, yes, I agree! And of course, this mouth went, yes! Thank you, Lord Jesus! But relief wasn't complete. That was just the beginning. Okay? That was the highlight. Then, of course, after the surgery was completed, I learned that there were two more holes that were made in my bladder with those attempts. I did not know that. And I didn't blame the woman. She did her best. I'm not complaining. I'm not criticizing. But I did find out that she was a person that used to belong to a spirit-filled community church and had walked away. And now is part of a very denominational type church. And there was no press to say anymore. You know, just thank you for being who you are. And she was supposed to work till 10 p.m., 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. She ended up staying with me till 3 a.m. And so, of course, my granddaughter knows her. And so she said to my wife and I, that lady is very exceptional. I said, well, anybody that stays 3, 4, 5 hours extra, they were short. And I mean, I know she's not doing it just for me, but I have a sense this is God saying, because she knew what to do every time it blocked, and it blocked many times, and we didn't have to suffer. Fast forward, I'm in the ambulance. At 6:06, they picked me up. And I could still see that clock, 6:06. I said, okay, we've got some flesh going on here. Okay? So I'm riding, of course, in reverse, and I'm watching the clouds, and it's a gorgeous day. Talk to the guys a little bit, and then everything got quiet, and we got into, I would say, the Ludlow area on the turnpike. Because you can tell a little bit by what's going on. Holy Spirit says there's three darts down there. He didn't say one or two, or there are three darts down there. So obviously I begin to pray in the Spirit, and I put my hands on the lower part of my body. And then I pull out one, and I threw it on the floor. Pull out the second one, threw it on the floor. Pull out the third one, throw it on the floor. And I just laid hands and I prayed in the Spirit because, again, there's discomfort. So now I said, Lord, you know, I was all those hours in Parmer. Why didn't you, you know, do something at that point? He said, there was no open heaven and it would have been useless. A waste of time.
Not your time.
That hit home.
Yeah.
Okay? And like I told Peggy, they had issues. I was supposed to be transferred at 4. Well, 3, then 4, then 7, then 9, then 11, then 1, then 3 a.m. 5, finally 6:06 they showed up. By that time, Lord, whenever, it's going to be fine. You know, but it was because the ambulance that they required, nobody had equipment to handle that great big jug of water. And so normally, they would just shut off the flow of water. But my doctor had insisted that the water continue flowing all the way in that travel time. So they had to hunt for the right ambulance to be able to get all these things lined up. And every time they had somebody that say, yes, well, do you have this? No. Well, then canceled again. You know, and of course, your word was something I hadn't thought about. It had to be the right people in the assistance where there would be no garbage going on. So, you see, some of those details do give you an awareness of how much he loves us, how he cares. I got to the hospital in Springfield, and I thought, you know, now it's going to be good. You know, we're going to go forward, and they'll schedule the surgery. But it did not get easier. It got worse because it blocked again, and the nurse that was taking care of me did not know what she was doing. She had no clue how to pull out those clots, and not going to go into a lot of detail. But all I can tell you is there were unbelievable amount of pain. It took a long time for her to listen to what I had explained that happened in the ER 4 times. And finally, she finally submitted to get the syringe that you need to pull out all the clots and didn't know how to do it. And so I kind of showed her. And but you're suffering all through that. And there was a young male nurse that came and assisted. And I was very grateful that he came. And all of a sudden, I can't breathe. And I'm choking. And I'm now upchucking. And I'm almost aware that I'm going to pass out. I mean, that's how deep the pain went. The reason I'm saying it to you is because I had never felt anything like that before, except when you're really sick. But now, you know, that part of my body was not under attack. But now it was, because I was full of water. I was actually drowning. I had a flashback of Jesus on the cross at that point. And the flashback was the fellowship of what I went through on that cross was I was also flooded. I had those same feelings. I had that same sensation, but I had nails in my feet and I had to push my body up in order for the water, which was filling his lungs, which was really what killed him. And I really sat back that moment and I said, okay, I got the picture, Lord. I got the picture. I don't like it, but I got the picture. So when he had told me that this was a continuation of the journey, I didn't understand that a few weeks ago. You know, what else is going to be allowed? Because again, they're allowed for a purpose. And see, that scripture says, I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regards to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body. So I know what I've suffered and what I've allowed myself to go through is for a purpose, and it's going to produce some fruit. And I'm telling that to Joe, who's hiding behind the screen over there. You're not going through what you're going through for yourself. And if you think that that's the truth, I'm telling you it's not the truth. I'm telling you that you're crying out and asking God to do something that's going to touch many families. And it's going to touch a lot of fathers that have been abused and accused falsely. And you will be able to intercede for them and touch them in ways that no other man could do because God has chosen you. Joe Wilson, I'm talking to you. And I'm not letting it go until you realize that this is not wasted time. Until you realize that the hand of the Lord is on you. And he's not going to let you go. You may sink. You may think you're drowning, but you're not. You may have all those feelings, but they're not the truth of God. You are a chosen instrument by God to do a work that only you can do. And when those little girls are released back to you, you'll see his hand had a purpose. So don't look forward trying to figure it out now, because they're going to waste your time and you're going to get upset. And I don't want you upset. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. Got it. That's a good one. What are you laughing about? I could say the same thing about you.
You could.
All right. So maybe the overflow can go to John.
Do we get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, that wasn't a good amen.
Amen.
All right. Don't laugh, you.
Sorry, I got something.
Do I get an amen, young lady?
Amen.
All right. Well, young man.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Your suffering is not known by most. Put your hand over your heart. Father, I don't know what's needed in each and every one of these, including Anne and Gail at the other end. But Holy Spirit, you know every single one of the tests that these are in. And the ones that are at home struggling, trying to figure out what's going on. We ask for Holy Spirit and his angels to go and minister to each one. That your ministering spirits are sent forth right now, even as I speak from Hebrews 1, 7 and 14. They are doing a work. And that includes what they're doing in Joe and the ex-wife and the boy, the two little girls. Declare with me, I don't need to understand, Lord.
I don't need to understand, Lord.
I want to, but I don't need to. I know that something's happening in me. Because there's something lacking. That needs to be done by us. For the rest of the body of Christ to come alive in God. And those you have chosen for us to minister to. We'll be prepared because we've suffered. Sometimes mentally.
Sometimes
physically.
But we know who's in charge.
It's Jesus who is the Lord. And there's no accidents. With what's happened with me. What's happened to me was intended. And permitted by my Father. So I could relate to my big brother.
The
resurrected
one.
There's a resurrection waiting for me. And I'm excited that it will happen. I'm choosing to put on. Immortality now. Because you see. God has a plan for me. I'm not planning for the grave. I'm planning for life. And the restoration.
And the
recreation.
Of God's plan
in this season,
for your glory.
You glorified the firstborn. His name is Jesus. Peter, James, and John were witnesses. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to be watching. When my body is transformed, will I be ready? Will I understand it? Maybe not. But 1
Corinthians 15.
In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye.
In a twinkling of an eye.
At the sound of the last trumpet.
At the sound of the last trumpet.
For a trumpet will sound.
For a trumpet will sound.
And the dead in Christ.
And the dead in Christ.
Will be raised.
Will be raised.
Imperishable.
Imperishable.
Free and immune.
Free and immune.
From decay.
From decay.
And we shall be changed.
And we shall be changed.
Transformed.
Transformed.
For this perishable part of me,
for this perishable part of me,
must put on the imperishable nature.
Must put on the imperishable nature.
And this mortal, part of me, this nature, that is capable of dying, must put on immortality.
Must put on immortality.
Freedom from death.
Freedom from death.
And when this perishable, puts on the imperishable, and this that was capable of dying, put on the freedom from death, then shall be fulfilled.
Then shall be fulfilled.
The scriptures that says, death is swallowed up. Utterly vanquished forever. In and into unto victory.
In and unto victory.
O death, where is your victory?
O death, where is your victory?
O death, where is your sting?
O death, where is your sting?
Now, sin is the sting of death.
Now sin is the sting of death.
And sin exercising its power,
upon the soul,
through the abuse of the law. But thanks be to God, who gives me victory, making me a conqueror, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
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 I can't wait for that trumpet. I didn't expect to go there, but that's what you got. That was 1 Corinthians 15, by the way. And there's one scripture that I'm going to give you besides that, which I pray will help you to understand. Verse 10 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. That's the last verse that I'm going to give you. That's what he brought me to this morning. Verse 10, just that one verse. When he comes to be glorified in his saints, that is, on that day, he will be made more glorious in his consecrated people, and he will be marveled at and admired in his glory, reflected in all who have believed, who have adhered to, trusted in, and relied on him. Not relied on what he understands. Not relied on what he has received, even in maybe different aspects of his life or her life. Because our witnessing among you was confidently accepted and believed and confirmed in your lives. So, keeping that in mind, if you study this a little bit, you'll see that there's an awesome, awesome generation of people that are going to be changed, and when they are changed, the whole earth will be baffled. You know why? Because darkness has its plan, and its coordinates are visible, but God's not mocked. God is not mocked. That particular verse in 15, 1 Corinthians, and this new one that I just shared with you there, I can remember being in the choir at St. Anne's, okay? And there was this incredible song, the Spanish song, Yes, we sang Spanish in the French church.
Amen.
Okay? And we sang Latin, and we sang French, and we sang English. So that's pretty good, right?
It is.
The name of the song is Resucitó.
Oh, resurrected.
Yeah. Resucitó, resucitó, resucitó. Alleluia, 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 resuscito, death, where is your victory? And it goes on.
That's pretty cool.
You see, our Savior's got a plan. And it's unfolding, and it's baffling the wise. You're going to run out of paper.
I was like, there's provision.
Huh?
I was like, amen, I'll pray for the provision.
So, you know, God uses whatever he has to, wherever he is, at whatever point. And I can remember going to Canada, and the Lord said, I want you to translate that in French. So I remember parking on the side of the road with my pencil and paper, and when I got to my brother's house, my sister-in-law says, oh, she says, I heard you have something new for me. I said, yep. And I sang to her that song and we cried together. Now she's on the other side celebrating. So, you know, understanding what God is up to, I haven't got a clue. All I know is to follow him day by day, just like you. I love you. That's all I got.